food, fashion, movies, celebrities, health. Get it all on TFM's Tea Life.
Good evening, The Night Show on TFM. This is a new brand new segment we call What's Up Doc, where we have health topics, going to talk about some medical journals and medical breakthrough. And today, in the studio for our very first episode, we've got Dr. Hazwan from Sri Aman Health Office. Hi, Doctor.
Hi.
All right, so today we're going to talk about a serious disease that's been spreading right here in Sarawak, which is called hand, foot and mouth disease. Now, in the first 4 months of 2022, Malaysian health officials reported that there's a total of 22,463 cases of HFMD, and this is an increase of 12.8% compared to the same period in 2021, which only had around 1,752 cases. So first of all, Doctor, can you tell us what is hand, foot and mouth disease?
Hi, yeah. First of all, thank you for having me here.
No problem. So
this hand, foot, mouth disease has been the talking point of the public for the recent month, right after COVID, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the cases have been steadily increasing,
yeah.
And then more children are going out to school. So this is a concern for parents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the history of this hand, foot, mouth disease actually comes from this human enterovirus.
Okay.
So the human enterovirus mainly is consisted of a lot of subtypes, but mainly there are three subtypes that are affecting the children here in Malaysia.
Mm-hmm.
First is the Coxsackie A, which is the most common, but then it doesn't affect such a serious disease in children.
Okay.
And then there is the echovirus, and then there's also the enterovirus 71, which is, we also call it as EV71.
Mm-hmm.
So this one is the one that we are most concerned of. So back in 1997, we actually have this Sarawak outbreak in 1997,
mm-hmm.
of which we had around 2,600 cases of children who actually had hand, foot, mouth disease in Sarawak. And out of all these children, we had around 29 children who actually had died because of this disease complication.
Okay.
So mainly it's attributed to this EV71 virus, which is what we are afraid of.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Hazwan. Right now, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the causes of HFMD. This is TFM, always with you.
Your evenings are never bored again when Tea Life is around.
Welcome back to The Night Show on TFM. Tonight, a segment that I like to call What's Up Doc, where we talk about serious health topics and also some medical journals. Tonight in the studio with us, we've got Dr. Hazwan from the Sri Aman Health Office to talk about hand, foot and mouth disease. Now, just now we covered what is the origin and what is hand, foot and mouth disease. Right now, Doctor, can you tell us what are the common causes of HFMD?
So this virus infects others through droplets. So basically, if I were to touch or in contact with any of the body droplets of other children's, or I'm holding the toy that has been sneezed upon, therefore I can get the disease as well. And other than that, the poop that from the children can also transmit from one children to another.
Right. So yeah. Like any fluids from children is going to be transmissible.
Yes, correct.
Okay. What age group are these groups of children vulnerable to the virus?
More to those below 5 years old.
Below 5 years
yes.
old. But it doesn't mean that those that are above are safer from them, right? They can get the disease as well.
You are right. As a matter of fact, even adults can also get hand, foot, mouth disease, although it's not common.
All right. Is it lethal for adults compared to children?
Usually, hand, foot, mouth disease is very mild, doesn't really cause any complications except for a certain complication like the myocarditis or the things that affect the neurological system that actually causes more complications. More to children.
Okay, yeah. Okay. And now let's take a quick break again. And once again, don't go anywhere because we'll be back with Dr. Hazwan from Sri Aman Health Office after this to talk more about the hand, foot and mouth disease. TFM, always with you.
That's refreshing, just like Tea Life on TFM.
Good evening, welcome back to The Night Show right here on TFM with me, TP, and today in the studio from Sri Aman Health Office, we've got Dr. Hazwan. And today we're covering the topic of hand, foot and mouth disease. So Doctor, can you remind us again, what are the common symptoms of HFMD, hand, foot and mouth disease?
So HFMD, by the name itself, you know that HFMD is the disease that affects the hand,
mm-hmm.
the foot and the mouth. Interestingly, 90% of cases actually affect the mouth. So mainly, children usually have a complaint of there's like a sore in the mouth.
Mm.
Some children, because of the sore in the mouth, they are not able to eat, not able to drink. So therefore, it can be a sign of them having this as well. And in other cases, there will be like blisters appearing over the palms of the hands and the soles of the feet. So these are typical of a hand-foot-mouth disease.
Mm.
So some people might confuse with chickenpox
right.
because it's almost similar, right?
Mm-hmm.
So chickenpox actually starts from the body and it travels outwards towards the hands. Compared to hand-foot-mouth disease, which is more localized. So you can see it in only in the mouth, hands, and feet rather than over the trunk.
Okay, that's something new that I've personally learned today. So talking about the hand, foot, mouth disease, right? Will they get itchy if we get to children's hand and foot and mouth? Like, is it itchy rashes? Will it have blisters that burst and stuff like that?
Yes, you can have the itchiness and the blisters. When they do pop, actually it causes some irritation. It can be some painful to some children.
Mm-hmm.
And the fluid from these blisters can actually is the one that can transmit from one children to another as well.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Hazwan, for covering the symptoms of HFMD. Right now, once again, we're going to take a quick break, but don't go anywhere because after this, we're going to talk about what you should do when you realize that your kids or those around you actually have been infected with hand, foot, and mouth disease. TFM, always with you.
Your evenings are never bored again when T-Life is around.
Welcome back to The Night Show right here on TFM. Hello, this is your host TP. Tonight on the topic of hand, foot and mouth disease, we've got Dr. Hazwan from Sri Aman Health Office. Now, Doctor, just now we've covered a lot about hand, foot and mouth disease, the causes, the symptoms. Now, what should we do when we realize that our kids or those around us have the symptoms of hand, foot and mouth disease?
So there's a few things you can do. So first of all is you need to make sure that your kid actually has HFMD.
Mm-hmm.
Because when it can mimic other diseases as well. It might just be oral ulcer or it might be chickenpox.
Mm-hmm.
We do not know. So get a medical advice to certify that this is actually HFMD so that we can notify the correct person. So if the children is staying inside a nursery or staying in a school or something, so we can alert the teachers so the teachers can close that section or that classroom for action to take place. And the children who actually has the confirmed HFMD should be isolated for at least 10 days, which is 2 incubation periods of the disease, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the children that are sick, that has this HFMD, should drink more water and then should also rest more because the disease is self-limiting. Most of the medications that we are giving the children are just to relieve the symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
Most children won't even progress towards the complications.
Right.
But there are a few things that parents must watch out for.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if your children starts to complain they're having some chest discomfort or feeling more tired than usual, not willing to eat, and having high fever of more than 39 degrees Celsius. So these are the things that the parents should pick up and also should bring the children to the emergency.
Okay, so when it gets severe, like when you have heart condition or fever and they lose the appetite, this is when the parents should take note of and bring them to emergency purposes.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And just now, like doctor said, that the incubation period for the children when they found out that they have HFMD being confirmed is 10 days, right? Then how long will it take for this HFMD to totally go away?
So after, usually the disease is very self-limiting.
Mm-hmm.
So after a week or so, usually children, they tend to feel better and the rashes will start to disappear. Most of the time, it will go away on its own and it doesn't really leave much of a mark on the patient unless the rash is infected or not. But otherwise, it will just go away on its own. Make sure that there's no complications like what we mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And if there is, you need to seek to your nearest health provider.
All right. Thank you so much, doctor, for that. And so now you know the symptoms of hand, foot and mouth disease. So whenever it gets serious, make sure to just seek your nearest hospital or medical professionals. All right. Right now, we'll take a quick break and we'll be back very soon because we're going to cover the last part of hand, foot and mouth disease, which is how can we prevent HFMD? TFM, always with you.
If you're looking for a place to get all your lifestyle tips and news, it's right here on T-Life.
TFM. Welcome back to The Night Show right here on CFM. You're chilling with your host TP here. Tonight we're talking about hand, foot and mouth disease, and all the way from Sri Aman Health Office you got Dr. Hazwan to talk about. So right now, doctor, the final part of this chat is how can we prevent getting HFMD?
All right, so HFMD, since it's because of these fluids and droplets and whatnot, so it's more important to maintain your hygiene. Hygiene is the number one key to prevent HFMD.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter where you are, whether you're in school or whether you're in the car or at home. So most important is you just have to always wash your hands with soap and water whenever you touch something public. So, for example, after coming back from school, make sure you wash your hands before you even eat and before you go and interact with the siblings, right? And when you cough and sneeze, it's important to also close your mouth with a tissue towel, mm-hmm. tissue paper, for example. Yeah, and you do not want to share utensils with your friends in the nursery because you do not know who has the disease and right. who does not. Because sometimes it can only present as an oral ulcer, right? And also, for the caretakers and the parents, it's important for them to be responsible, to look at the children, and to we call this as gatekeeping, of which they need to make sure that the children that are inside their class, under their care, has no symptoms of like fever, rashes over the mouth, or rashes over the hands, mm-hmm. or the legs, so that if they can identify early, they can isolate the children earlier, and therefore prevent an outbreak in that school.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that is very important, because I think everyone plays a role in this, and hygiene, of course, again, hygiene is the number one priority to prevent yeah. HFMD.
Oh, that is so true. Hygiene these days are such an important thing, especially after the whole pandemic situation with COVID-19. All right, once again, thank you, Dr. Hazran from Sri Aman Health Office, to have with us and chat about hand, foot and mouth disease. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem.
And for the rest of you, don't worry, because in case you miss out on this whole chat about HFMD, hand, foot and mouth disease, I'm going to upload it to our podcast, which is T-Pod, available in Google Play Store, Apple App Store, and Huawei App Gallery. This is TFM, always with you.